This goes to Dr. Scott Strom, STROM, fax 989-463-1713, regarding Kenneth Secord, S-E-C-O-R-D, date of birth January 31st, 1944. Dear Dr. Strom, this is a post-hospital follow-up visit for Mr. Secord with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, severe congestive heart failure, history of colon cancer, and metastatic adenocarcinoma to the liver. His last visit with this office was August 22nd of 2023, and he had had his colon resection prior to the time he was seen here with end-to-end anastomosis for colon cancer. It didn't require radiation or chemotherapy, and he did very well at that time. He was very stable. He actually did have CAT scan of the abdomen, which revealed a suspicious spot in the liver. He had a needle biopsy done of the lesion, and it revealed metastatic colorectal adenocarcinoma. He will be seeing the hematologist oncologist, Dr. Sahai, S-A-H-A-Y, next week for further evaluation. And they're thinking they will treat that with radiation therapy. The patient usually travels to Florida during the winter months. However, this year, that may not occur. He also was hospitalized 11-5 to 11-8 for decompensated congestive heart failure and non-ST elevated myocardial infarction. He did have a cardiac catheterization at that time that did reveal patent grafts times 3, no focal target for interventions, and medical management was recommended. It also found that his ejection fraction was 19% during that cardiac catheterization. The patient also was wearing a defibrillator, external defibrillator vest. It has not discharged following hospitalization, and apparently he's got to wear that for several weeks to months before they would decide if he needs an internal defibrillator or not. It has not discharged, and he does have a button. He could stop the discharge if he pushes the button. And then if he became unconscious, it would discharge if he was in VFib. But he doesn't want to. It's a very potent shock, he was told. So he's a little frightened that it may go off and cause a lot of distress. He is feeling well today, but he has chronic shortness of breath and fatigue. He's markedly better after being discharged from the hospital, and he has many medications that were changed due to the severe congestive heart failure. They added Bumex, 1 milligram daily, and Entresto, 24/26 daily, or twice a day. Carvedilol, 6.25 milligram twice a day. Aspirin, 81 milligram daily. He's on Invokana, 100 milligram daily. Ozempic is 4 milligram weekly. Colchicine, 0.6 milligram daily. Previous meds that are unchanged were finasteride, 5 milligram daily. Allopurinol, 100 milligram 2 daily. Glimepiride, 4 milligram once daily. Lipitor was increased from 10 milligram to 40 milligram daily at bedtime. Flomax, 0.4 milligram twice a day. Calcitriol, 0.25 microgram daily for secondary hyperparathyroidism. And physical exam, weight 196 pounds, and that's almost the same weight as it was in August of 2023, 1 pound difference. Pulse is 96 and blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff, 108 over 70. Neck is supple. Mild jugular venous distension is noted. Lungs are diminished in the left base. Clear on the right. No wheezes or rails, but I definitely hear much less air exchange in the left base of his lungs. Abdomen is, and heart, distant sounds, regular, no murmur. Abdomen obese, no ascites. Extremities, no peripheral edema. He does use a foot brace. No ulcerations or lesions. Skin is pink color with brisk capillary refill. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 11-8-2024. Creatinine is 2.55. Estimated GFR is 25. Sodium, 136. Potassium, 3.9. Carbon dioxide, 20. Magnesium, 1.8. Calcium, 8.5. Hemoglobin is 14.0. Normal white count and normal platelet levels. And hemoglobin A1C was done 7/30/24, and that is 7.2. CEA was 42.2 at that time. That's July 30th, 2024. Creatinine was 2.7. Estimated GFR was 23. Liver enzymes were normal. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with slightly improved creatinine levels. And 2, decompensated congestive heart failure requiring hospitalization in an external defibrillator vest. No discharges from the defibrillator, but he will be following up with cardiology soon. 3, metastatic liver adenocarcinoma to see the oncologist next week. Radiation therapy is planned to treat that. And history of colon carcinoma and resection in 2023. The patient will continue to have monthly labs for us, and a new lab order was given to the patient and also sent up to the Houghton Lake lab, which is closer to his home. And he's going to have a follow-up visit with this practice in 1 to 2 months. This was a prolonged visit to review all the records and share some of the interpretations and results with the patient and his wife. All their questions were answered, and they reported that they understood the answers to the questions. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.